Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. For the continuation of last week's message on the Holy Spirit of Pentecost, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise the Lord. And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 2, as we open our Bibles, we would like you to know today that God's Word is so vitally important for each one of us today, because we need the Holy Spirit in order to make it through the evil day in which we live. We are living in an hour that Satan is on a rampage. We can see him through the medias. We can see him through commercials. We can see him through the destructions of morality around the world. But beloved, God has given us the Holy Spirit to be able to be filled with the grace and the fullness and the life of Christ. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 2, as I continue with this message today, it says, "And suddenly," oh yes, "and suddenly," they didn't know what time the Holy Spirit was going to come. And today I want to say to each one of you listening, wonderful person out there, that you may never know the moment or the hour or the time that God is suddenly going to intervene in your situation. I want you to know that God is going to break right through the cloud of your hindrance. God is going to break right through the cloud of your disappointment. God has a way that we know not of. You know, I always like when God surprises me. I always like when God just suddenly shows up at a moment when and where I least expect him. And today I'm trusting that the Lord will show up suddenly in your circumstance. I want God to show up suddenly in your trial, in your situation that you're in. Oh, I want God to show up suddenly in your broken down marriage or relationship. In chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "Suddenly there came a sound from heaven." You see, that sound is a sign that something big is about to happen. You know, before the hurricane comes, there is a sound. Oh yes, a crashing sound. Before the rain falls, there is a sound. There is a wind, it says in chapter 2 and verse 2. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind." And it was not only meant to be a wind that is passing through, it fulfilled its purpose in which God intended. It filled. I love that word. It filled. Yes, filled. All the house where they were sitting. You see, they were all sitting down. They were praying. They were believing. Maybe they had been standing for hours and they all got tired, but they were not giving up. You see, I would like you to know today that it doesn't matter what you're believing God for, don't you give up. If you are sitting, I heard someone said the other day, don't be a sitting duck for the devil, but I want you to know you can be a sitting duck for Jesus. They were sitting down and they were praying. They were believing and they were anticipating a mighty move of God in their midst. And when you anticipate a mighty move in your life, God is going to break right through. And I want you to know, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled." That's what its purpose is, to fill. He filled. Oh, yes, he did. You know, I want you to know something today in verse 3, that there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. You know, I was brought up in the old school, and I was taught that fire, literal fire came. But it here the Bible didn't say literal fire came, but it looked, there appeared unto them cloven towns that looks like fire. It appears like fire. It burnt like fire. It was the Holy Spirit. It sat upon each one of them. And so, beloved, I want you to know, first, they were regenerated. Look at verse 4 if you have your Bibles open, or later on after the program, you can turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. It says in verse 4, and they were all filled. Not one of them walked away empty on that given day. I couldn't recall, it wasn't mentioned, but I knew that something mighty took place in every life and no one left empty. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, a lot of people today are praying for revival. What kind of revival are you praying for? Some people are praying for wealth. Some people are praying for fame. Some people are praying to be a better person. Some people are praying to become more excellent in all of their ways. But you see, these disciples were praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I challenge each one of you today, if ever you would become excellent and you would become better for God's usage, you've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, He is going to produce all the fruits of God's will. The Holy Spirit knows the needs of our lives, and He is going to fill us with all that we are lack of or we are lacking in. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. This verse says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember, they were not filled with fire, but they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were not filled with the wind that came down out of heaven, but they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Many times I have been to services, crusades, and missions, and people felt the presence of God as the Lord descended. But I want you to know, that's not what I want for God's people. That's not what God wants for you and I. Only His presence, for us to only feel the impact of His power and presence. But rather, it is God's will that you and I be filled with the one who brings or who sends the presence of God. And that is the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus told them that they would be, and being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. And I want you to know today, it doesn't matter how long you've been waiting, what you've been waiting for from God, there is a promise, and God will keep each one of His promises. I've had people in my life who made promises and never fulfilled all of them. And probably some of you out there had people in your life who never fulfilled all the promises they made. Their promises are like the wind of Pentecost. But I'm not interested in the wind of Pentecost, nor in the rushing mighty wind that filled the house. I'm interested in the one who was behind that wind, and that was the Holy Spirit. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you will be a fulfilled individual. You will lack of nothing that God intends. The Bible says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm glad that when you receive Christ into your life, He gives you the Holy Spirit to become a better individual. You can be kind. You can be loving. You can be compassionate. You can be forgiving. You can be for and long-bearing. You'll become what God is in many ways. And Jesus told them to wait for the promise of the Father. And what was the promise? That they shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That is Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. And the Bible says that they obeyed the Lord. You see, in order for you and I to receive from God, we must obey His word. We must do what the Lord says. And they had to get get there, hurry into Jerusalem in the upper room. And they had to pray and ask God to remove every doubt, every fear, every hindrance, every hypocrisy, every unrighteousness. They had to cry out to God. You see, Jesus died on that cross, shed his blood that you and I can be redeemed, can be delivered from all unrighteousness and all vengeance and all evil and all retaliation of the flesh. And we would be free from all of these things when the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts. We need to teach our children to be like Christ. We need to teach our people and our loved ones and our friends to, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they'll become like Jesus. Oh yes, the disciples were waiting. And the very fact that they were filled with the Holy Spirit indicates that all the other ministries of the Holy Spirit to believers in this age had already been performed. Hallelujah. Because God had passed down that river unto us by faith. And they accord in a few stages. One, they were regenerated. The Bible says a man must be born again. And they were all born again in the upper room. Jesus answered and said in John chapter 3 and verse 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the realm or into the kingdom of God. Not into a church, not into denomination, not into a unity, not into a relationship, but into the kingdom. The kingdom of God is where the Spirit of God moves freely and without any hindrance. Secondly, they were indwelt by the Spirit of God. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In order for you and I to become the children of God, we need to have the Holy Spirit living in our hearts. Thirdly, they were sealed by the Holy Spirit into an eternal relationship with God. And so the Bible also declares, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom also after that ye believe, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That is taken from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, and which is the earnest expectation of our inheritance into until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. And so the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came, and verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. You see, the filling of the Holy Spirit is for Christian service, to serve God, to live for him. This is the only work of the Holy Spirit that we are to do and we are to seek God for. And I want you to know today, right where you are, in your living room, in your car, you might be walking down the street, you might be somebody, God wants to fill you with the Spirit. And I speak a refilling in every believer's life today, and I speak healing and deliverance through the powerful name of Jesus. And I pray that each one of you will become like the children of God. You may continue reading the book of Acts chapter 2 and see what God has done, how Peter was transformed, his life was changed, and they had the ability of the Spirit, and they no longer had the fear of the world or the devil or the bondage of sin on their lives, but they now begin to please God by and through the Holy Spirit. Let me pray for you today. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you touch every person who hears this message, transform their lives, and set them free in Jesus' name.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.